Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It's a beautiful day in Chile and a beautiful day to work towards the conservation and management of whales. And it's great to see so many people in attendance. I think it points out to everyone the importance of whales to many, many countries. And I think it points out, again, to the responsibility that all 80 countries have that are members of IWC to come forward and do the job that the IWC was intended to do. This is a great place to be meeting. We're very fortunate to have a meeting venue that we have. And so I would like to, again, welcome all of you to the opening ceremony of the 60th annual meeting of the International Whaling Commission. We will start off this morning, and you see that there's some dignitaries here at the table with me. We have the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Minister Foxley, and with the Minister is the Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Von Klaveren. And then we have the Minister of Environment, Minister Uriotti. How we will proceed this morning is the Minister of Foreign Affairs will open the ceremony, followed by the Minister of Environment. Minister,
thank you.
Nice to have you. You can there if you like.
Commissioners, delegates, representatives of civil society, ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to begin this 60th annual meeting of the International Whaling Commission. We're very pleased to be able to host you in Santiago for this international meeting of such great importance. We are pleased to see the International Whaling Commission coming back to Latin America after a very long absence from our region. It has been a regional aspiration for many years, which finally has been fulfilled this year. Chile has a long history on maritime issues, and in particular in the construction of the law of the sea. Our extensive and rugged coast has imposed this reality, and we have been able to assume our responsibilities in this area. This year, the International Whaling Commission, in addition to its very important regular work, has to deal with the study of the future of this organization. My country, Chile, aims to contribute responsibly and realistically to this debate, both as it pertains to procedural aspects as well as substantive themes. The International Whaling Commission is an organization that is different from others, as you know. The International Whaling Regulation Commission was, at some point, a leading-edge instrument that was designed to stop the lack of regulation in whaling. Although a large part of the structure and the functions are still in force, it is important for any organization to revise its functions in order to improve its performance and be able to fulfill with what the international community expects from it. For the more than 60 years of existence, we have seen it do this. The international meeting at Heathrow last March marked the beginning of this process under the very right direction of the chair, Bill Hogarth. Chile, as part of the steering committee, contributed as much as I could to this process. Chile supports the chair in his undertakings and wishes him the best of success. When beginning a negotiation process such as the one we have, it is necessary for the parties to seek solutions that are acceptable to all, which at the same time can safeguard the fundamental interests of all parties, and that can fill the expectations of the international community. And this is not an easy challenge. In a process such as this one, it is important to improve as much as possible the practices and procedures for this organization, as this will bring about a better climate for understanding. This is a vital requirement in order to then deal with the substantive issues. To this effect, the look for decisions and solutions based on a consensus is the first step to greater understanding. Consensus is a reflection of commitment, the will to have a dialogue, the will to find a common ground between those of us that think differently. Every time that we can, we should seek this way and trying to exhaust all other possibilities before going to a vote, as this by nature is a divisive step. Chile will support any measure that will contribute to the better operation of this organization by establishing an appropriate working environment that will support the efficiency of the different bodies. We understand that procedural reforms within the International Whaling Commission are a required element when trying to approach a decision on its future. By themselves, they're not sufficient, though, for this organization to be able to support the challenges of the 21st century. We will no doubt require to discuss the substantive issues that separate the members. In the case of Chile, our main aim is to strengthen the conservation of cetaceans through management plans, conservation plans at regional and sub-regional levels. Another objective is to develop non-lethal research programs and the strengthening of science that will lead to the same goals. Any path to be taken by this organization will, in the end, correctly reflect the interests of all parties as well as the expectations of the international community. In addition, it shall incorporate certain criteria that today are universally accepted, such as the ecosystem approach and the precautionary principle. Definitely, we need to take into consideration best practices in living marine resource management. We know that this will be a complex road, but it is an exercise that has to be undertaken by our countries for the good of this organization and mankind itself. My country is also interested in incorporating a new approach to participating in the Commission. This has to do with participation of civil society in the deliberations of this Commission. Most of modern international organizations grant space for dialogue to non-governmental organizations. Experience has shown that in general terms, this practice has benefited the work of those organizations as well as having helped to develop better practices at global level. When speaking about cetaceans, civil society has a very important role to play in research and, of course, in conservation. The International Whaling Commission would no doubt gain from this experience. All modern living marine resource conservation organizations have incorporated into their structures a strong scientific component, in general, through a scientific committee where proposals and recommendations are crafted based on the best scientific evidence available. This organization is also fundamental for the good functioning of an organization such as this. This year, through this meeting, through this international meeting in Santiago, the Scientific Committee of the International Whaling Commission has incorporated a greater number of Latin American scientists into its work. We hope that this will be the beginning of a trend rather than just an isolated situation. Our region has promoted through the so-called Buenos Aires Group the growing participation of scientists from developing countries in general and from Latin America in particular by having more of them in the list of invited participants. Through the integration of more scientists from developing countries, we can support consolidation of national scientific communities, and we can foster the creation of scientific network at the regional level, which is vital in areas such as the study of cetaceans. Ladies and gentlemen, in closing, I would like, on behalf of the government of Chile and President Michelle Bachelet, to thank you for attending this meeting in this city, in our beautiful country. We wish you all success in your deliberations that begin today, both in the organizational aspects as well as in the core issues, the conservation of cetaceans. Thank you very much.
Foxley. Now we'll turn the program over to Minister of Environment, Uriarte. Minister.
Good morning. Minister of Foreign Relations of Chile, Alejandro Foxley, Undersecretary of Foreign Affairs, Alberto Van Clavering, Mr. Chair, ministers who have joined us at this meeting, delegates. First of all, I would like to extend you a warm welcome to our country, and we hope that this week, this city, will show you all of its great beauty and the warmth of our people, who are willing and are very expectant about the results of this meeting. I would like to share with you some symbolic facts that are present with us in this week's meeting. Exactly 61 years ago, on June 23rd, 1947, Chile enacted a supreme decree declaring national sovereignty over the seas adjacent to our coast to a distance of 200 nautical miles. This supreme decree was the legal background, the most important political milestone which determined the birth of the law of the sea in what is now known as the economic exclusive zone. And how symbolic. What determined that the government of Chile at that time, 1947, would enact this supreme decree was precisely the spirit of trying to look for a way to protect cetaceans. Today, 61 years later, we are here again focusing on the same challenge. Protection of cetaceans is no doubt a task that is emblematic. Why? Because not only do we have to look at the collective consciousness of the inhabitants of the population of the planet, but this also extends to a purpose of sustainability regarding the totality of marine resources. Nowadays, our country has about 50% of known cetacean species. This privilege, this gift from God to Chile, imposes some responsibilities and commitments. These commitments have been symbolized precisely today, June 23rd, 61 years later. 61 years after this decree by the signature by the President of Chile in about 2 hours to a draft bill that will be taken to Congress that declares Chile a whaling-free country. On the other hand, we would also like to symbolize the importance and the position of Chile through a supreme decree that declares some species of cetaceans as a national monument. Another national monument, we have the Alerce, a millenary tree that identifies us and that generates levels of protection in our country for this species, which we also believe is emblematic. We want for these 43 species of cetaceans to become, including the right whale and some dolphins, in other words, all of the range that we have and want in our country, the same as many other citizens in our country. We want these to be seen and identified by our people as a natural monument. In addition, the president will sign another supreme decree that extends the moratorium that exists in Chile until the year 2025 for whaling, and it extends it indefinitely. We want these to be the signals, the indication of what Chile wants and what Chile offers to its people, to the world, and to cetaceans as a commitment to this gift nature has given us to have almost 50% of the known species of cetaceans. Our hopes have been deposited and we are putting all efforts into the development of this meeting this year. We have wanted to have a progress in the future processes of this commission. Today, we face challenges that impose ethical responsibilities on mankind and which opens the possibilities that 40, 50, and even 2 years ago were not in our agendas. Climate change, for example, and the impacts that it may have on cetacean stocks are issues that, as our Minister of Foreign Relations, Foxley, said, will impose on the Scientific Committee and on all of us, because the world is watching. These are going to impose other types of discussions that we had not foreseen, because obviously they had not been brought up among the priorities for the planet. Let us remember, and this should be part of the spirit that will help us along our purposes. We need to guarantee the future of this commission. The whole world is watching. The whole world is waiting for answers. They are also waiting for answers in climate change, biodiversity, but it also expected from this commission. It is not only our eyes that have been focused on us. Our echo will sound beyond this room where we hold this meeting. Good luck to all of us. Good luck to our planet and the cetaceans. No doubt this will be a successful week, and I know all efforts will be made. Thank you very much.
Again, I'd like to thank both the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Minister of Environment. And again, to thank Country of Chile for hosting this meeting. It's a great venue. Commissioner, we appreciate it very much. With that, we will now take a coffee break. The Secretary needs to make announcements about the Credential Committee.
Could the members of the Credentials Committee meet with me, Dan, and the Secretariat as soon as the meeting breaks? Thank you.
And I would like to meet up front with the observers here for just a very few minutes to talk about the speaking arrangement for the NGOs. So if you could all move forward as everyone else goes out and enjoys coffee, and we'll come back at... Well, 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock. That means we'll be back at 11:15, I know, but we'll try. So thanks again for the opening session, and we'll see you again at 11 o'clock.